Friends, I got something serious I wanted to talk about. It's something that's been weighing heavy on my heart for a while now. I was raised to believe a certain way by my parents, and they meant well, and they were good people. But as I've grown up and I've sort of come into my own, I've sort of come to the realization that the things that I believed as a child are simply not true, and that there is a myth that is being perpetuated by a large portion of our population. And I can no longer let that stand. I've got to come out and I've got to say something about it. And so, friends, I'm here today to tell you that the myth that waking up early somehow makes you a better person, a more productive person, is wrong. I'm here to tell you that staying up late is the only way to go. I have, for about the last month and a half, been very busy with lots of work, and so I've been staying up till 2, 2:30, 3:30, even 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm here to tell you that these hours are the most productive and the greatest hours of the day. Did you know that at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can crank up Lady Gaga as loud as you want and sing at the top of your lungs? There's no one that's going to hear that. Your neighbors are in their own homes, fast asleep, okay? They're not listening to you. You can't do this at 6 o'clock in the morning because your neighbors are up and having coffee. They're going to hear you through the windows singing Lady Gaga. They're going to know your shame. That is something that you can't do at that time. 2 o'clock in the morning, you can certainly do that. Also, night owls get to enjoy the greatest drink known to man. And that drink is, of course, rum and coke. Think about it, okay? You get coke, you get the caffeine that keeps you awake, that keeps you alert, right? Keeps you firing on all cylinders. So that's a great thing right there. You also get the rum, which kind of keeps you mellow, keeps you sort of cruising along. It's very, very good for that. It's also very delicious. That's a great 3 o'clock in the morning drink, okay? You can't do that at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You could, I guess, but I wouldn't recommend it, and I don't think your boss would recommend it either. So, I guess what I'm saying is, these hours, these are the best hours. These are also the most productive hours. Not only can you get, whatever work you need to get done for your job, but you can do a little bit of laundry as well. Laundry's not something you're gonna. When are you gonna do laundry? During the day while you work? No. You're gonna do it when you come home from work? No, because you got your kid yelling at you. You got no time for laundry after work. Same thing with dishes. What are you gonna do? You're gonna do the dishes after you get done with supper? Of course not, because you're gonna miss your stories on TV. So, you can take breaks and go up and do some dishes, or go, throw a load of laundry in the dryer in the washing machine or whatever. These are things you can do while the rest of the world is asleep. You have so much productive time. While people are in bed at 10 o'clock, I've got another 6 hours of my workday ahead of me. Getting stuff done, singing my Lady Gaga, getting drunk on my rum and coke. That is the best time of the day. And so, my friends, stop believing this myth that waking up early makes you a happier person, makes you a better person. These are lies that people tell themselves to make them feel better about the fact that they just got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, or at 5:30 in the morning in some cases. It's ridiculous. Don't believe it. I'm out.